Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS and You Don't Look Girls Wrestling, sending four to the state meet beginning later this week. I got a chance to catch up with those four wrestlers, Giselle Smith, Sierra Becker, Callie Chapman, and Nora Onimus, on today's Laley Radio Sports Page. Joined by the state qualifying and You Don't Look Girls wrestlers, who are?
Giselle Smith,
Sierra Becker,
Callie Chapman,
Nora Onimus.
Well, let's talk a little bit about qualifying. How'd you feel going into the state qualifying meet, and then once you realized you were headed to state?
So going in, I was really nervous, and then coming out, I just felt like really good about myself and all the work I put in about it.
Going in, it was definitely very nerve-wracking because it's been a big goal for me for the past 3 years. And then after realizing that I made it, it was just such a big accomplishment, realizing that I finally put all that work in, and it paid off.
Going in was calm until I got to the wrestling part. Then it was nervous. It was like more nerves, but when I got out of it, it was just relief. Relief that I made it.
Going in, I was confident, but also very nervous and if I would perform well enough. And then after I qualified, it was very exciting. I broke down crying, and yeah, it was just super exciting.
First year with the split classes kind of presents its own challenges, but how'd you feel once you realized it was going to be kind of a smaller field, but going up against, again, still a lot of the big schools here in 2A?
I didn't feel like there would be a lot of a difference for us as a school because we didn't really go against any of the 1A schools like before this.
I thought it was a little different because last year we were used to a big stage, really big brackets and everything, and then this year it was more just like a Saturday tournament. So the nerves were okay about the 1A and 2A split up.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it being split into two different classes this year made it a lot easier in a way when it came to those nerves, because realizing that it was just another Saturday almost made it feel like that it wasn't even regionals.
I was not here last year, so I have no idea what it was like. So I'm just like, let's do it. Let's get it done.
I know in You Don't Look Girls Wrestling, you girls are part of the building up this program and just kind of from the first few seasons. How does that feel to be able to be some of the first ever state qualifiers for this program in the first couple years that it's been in existence?
It feels like really fulfilling and just like that we have a big responsibility, so that's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking.
I love it. I always call us the founding fathers of girls wrestling. It's a privilege to be able to come out here and wrestle and pave the way for young girls.
Yeah, I agree with Callie. I know all the little girls that look up to us, and to see this happening and seeing us qualify, it just pushes even more and wanting more girls to join, and it's great.
Yeah, I agree with what they said. I'm like, it's just these little girls look up to us so much, and I just like being able to be that figure for them and pave the way.
Expectations individually. We'll start with individually and then kind of look back on the season as a whole, but expectations for the state meet coming up later this week. How do you want to perform individually, or any goals or anything, your thoughts going in?
I mean, just wrestle my hardest. I mean, what happens is what happens, but I can't go in there expecting, you know, less than what I could do, so just go out there, wrestle my hardest, because that's all I can do.
My goal is to let everything work out, everything I've put into this season, everything I've done leading up to this, all the years, all the hard work. I'm just going to surrender the outcome and hope for the best.
Yeah, I always say that you can't really control what happens. All you can do is control how you perform, and so I just want to leave state with no regrets.
I also want to leave state with no regrets. I just want to leave everything on the mat. I want to basically be a bully.
As a team, how has it gone so far this season? I mean, a little shorthanded in terms of the dual scores, but a lot of wins picked up by you four, and that has to feel like a lot of momentum coming to this point too, right?
I mean, yeah, we are a really good team. We're a bit on the small side, but most of our meets were lost by forfeit points.
Yeah, I agree. We always go in knowing our capabilities, and although we do give up a lot of those weight classes, we're still able to perform to our abilities, knowing that those really don't matter and we just perform to what we can.
As a team in general, we are a really good team. We bond really well. We go in there all cheering for each other. I feel with the duels and all the forfeits that if we had a bigger team, we would dominate.
Yeah, our coaches always tell us that the dual scores don't matter. It's how we perform and what we put forward, and that's really all we focus on.
Final thoughts? Exciting. Heading to state here later this week. Any final thoughts that you want to pass along to your legions of fans out there?
I don't know. Let's go out there and win, I guess.
Thank you for all your guys' support and everything that's gotten me here, and I thank the team too.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for everything.
I just want to, let's just go out there and do our best.
Once again, that was the Indianola Girls Wrestling State Meet Qualifiers. We'll have full results from the state meet coming up later this week on KNIA KRLS. Find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage and the home of today's Lely Radio Sports page, KNIA KRLS.